A pastor once retired from the ministry and moved to a western city. And there he registered in the new state and applied for a driver's license, title, and all the rest. Soon he began to receive phone calls saying that he owed money to a company on the East Coast. He denied it, but they had his name, initials were all right, and they asked if he wasn't a clergy person, and he was. But they must be mistaken. They did not think they could be. The phone calls, letters, and legal threats continued, now from a collection agency. Finally, a friend of the retired pastor who happened to do legal work for a legislator in Washington, D.C., approached the harassing party on the East Coast and offered to meet them in court. Only then did they start to look somewhere else and found another clergyman by the same name, same initials. He was a Catholic priest, though, who had lived in a neighboring state to the one where our pastor had served for 30 years. What's in a name? These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. A while back, I was in the Christian Gift Center here in Eau Claire when a woman came in and asked the clerk if she could order one of those Bibles that have John 3:16 printed with her daughter's name in it. God so loved Shannon that he gave his only begotten son. How important is a name? Martin Luther is reported to have once remarked that he was glad his name was not spelled out in the Bible, because he would always wonder if maybe somewhere there was another Martin Luther, and it was him that God loved so much. But the world, God so loved the world, Martin knew that that word included him. No matter how he felt, no matter how many Martin Luthers there were in the world. In the list of Jesus' apostles, there are some about whom we know very little. Perhaps the least of these is James the Less of Alphaeus. His name, we know that, but it's almost like a blank, even in legend, as far as his personal accomplishments, where he served, and so on. It can remind us of who is actually building the kingdom, can't it? And that is the Lord who sent him. But it can also give us a chance to see ourselves in that blank, to see the blessings that Jesus has given us. For although the striking thing about James the Less is his obscurity, well, I guess we can identify with that. There are people right here in Eau Claire who don't even know the school is here, much less us as individuals. Yet, James was one of those whom Jesus gave authority to drive out evil spirits. And even though he was unknown to the world, and even though you are unknown, haven't you been given the right to sing, "Though devils all the world should fill, all eager to devour us, we tremble not, we fear no ill, they shall not overpower us"? James was given the job. He was sent out to bring healing to people. And haven't you also been given the gift of prayer that, as James, another James writes, in his epistle that make the sick person well, the Lord will raise him up. Along with all the others, James was given a specific message to bring. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, and we too are privileged to sing, "Joy to the world, the Lord is come, let earth receive her King." To anonymous James, along with the others, it was also said, "Freely you have received, freely give." All of this in the 10th chapter of Matthew. And through the apostles, this blessing has been also passed on to you, hasn't it? And as we enter again that part of the church year which follows the earthly life and ministry of our Savior, there are many people, many about whom we know even less than we know about James of Alphaeus, except that we can identify with them too. We don't even know their names, like the innkeeper at Bethlehem, although there have been plenty of times when we had little room for our Lord's anointed in our busy schedules. We do not know the names of Herod's soldiers, and yet how often have we lashed out at those near us, the most helpless before our hatred. We do not know the names of the shepherds, or the wise men, or the many lame and limping, sick and suffering who came to Jesus during his lifetime on this earth. But then we can see ourselves included, can't we, in his welcoming smile, his outstretched arms. We can see ourselves coming with them all, kneeling down in awe and wonder, basking in his forgiveness, holding him close in a thankful heart. Then, whether we are well known in this world or known less than James the Less, then may we hope the angelic hosts among to sing redeemed a glad triumphant song. He that was born upon that joyful day, around us all his glory shall display. Saved by his love, incessant we shall sing eternal praise to heaven's almighty King. Stanza 15.